If I could get you to please get a Candace Christie or two from the back table and gather around. We're going to work over Psalm 20, which we're singing as our doxology song today. We've done this one a number of times, but we've never really stopped to work out the harmonies on it. Yeah. Would you? So I thought maybe we would start to try and work out some harmonies on it. The Lord hear thee in troubled times, page 28 and 29 in the Cantus. Just plunk the melody for us so that we can, or just plunk the first note for the melody. The song, as you folks know, goes like this. The Lord hear thee in troubled times, may Jacob's God defend thee. Now, we've sung that a number of times, right? But we have not worked out the harmonies in this. So maybe let's give this a try. Let's see if we have some... George, have you ever tried harmonies on this song?
I'm sure I've tried.
This is how the bass goes. So what I'll do is I'll start with the bass. I'll sing it and then we'll sing it together. The Lord hear thee in troubled times. Let's try that right there. Starts right here again. The Lord hear thee in troubled times. May Jacob's God defend thee. It's all nice and square. All the bass in here is nice and square in this section. Okay, let's try that again. That whole first line. Basses. Here we go.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times. May Jacob's God defend thee.
Okay. Tenors. Let's see. Have you sung tenor on this before, Judah?
Probably.
You probably hit some of those notes sometime before, hey? Okay. All right. Here's tenor. I'll see if I can squeak it out.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times. May Jacob's God defend thee.
So it sticks on a fairly high plane here for you tenors. Tough to work on early in the morning, but here we go, just the same. Let's try that together again.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times, may Jacob's God defend thee.
Okay, let's try that together with tenors and basses. You get to start on the same note. Basses go, the Lord. Tenors go, the Lord. Here we go.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times, may Jacob's God defend thee.
Okay, let's find the alto. Who's singing alto here? Val singing alto. Anybody else? Are you singing alto, Rosalind? Okay. Val, you've worked out these altos before, haven't you? Okay, let's just play the alto so everyone can hear it and see how it fits. Okay. We're going to try that line, just the whole first system. I want each of you to do your best to take your part, and we'll see if we can walk our way through it.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times, may Jacob's God defend thee.
Okay. I want sopranos in there, yeah. Okay, let's do that again. Let's put some sopranos in there. Here we go.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times. May Jacob's God defend thee.
Okay, I think the same thing happens in the second system. So let's just move it along and send out strength from Zion's hill. I think the harmonies are all the same. Okay. Here we start it. Second system.
and send out strength from Zion's hill, and from his sanctuary.
Okay, I want you to please stand to your feet, and let's sing this loud, and we'll do it at about this speed.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times, may Jacob God defend thee.
That's our speed, okay? Here we go.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times, may Jacob God defend thee, and send out strength from Zion's hill, and from his sanctuary.
Okay, now it starts getting a little trickier. Basses. Let's run the bass. You can sit back down.
May he...
Right? Plunk out the bass line. May he recall thine offerings. And let's just do that phrase, and then we'll work it out.
May he recall thine offerings. Let's do that again. May he recall thine offerings.
You got some nice jumps in there.
Ta ta, to fifth down, right back to where it came from, and then a fourth down. Ta. May he recall thine offerings.
After that,
with all thy sacrifices.
That with all thy sacrifices?
With all thy sacrifices.
Let's try that whole line with the bass. Here we go.
May he recall thine offerings with all thy sacrifices.
Okay, tenors.
Is where you start. May he recall thine offerings with all thy sacrifices.
The way that Heinrich Schütz wrote songs, your harmonies sometimes turn in places where you don't expect them. So you really got to watch it with this guy. Say it again.
Heinrich Schütz.
This is the Heinrich maneuver. This is the Heinrich maneuver. Yes, that's what we're doing. Okay, let's do basses and tenors together on that third system.
There's bass, may he,
there's tenor. Here we go.
May he recall thine offerings with all thy sacrifices.
Okay, I heard it. People were doing it. That's a good thing. Okay, let's try it again. Try it a little bit stronger. Here we go.
I'll sing with the basses. May he recall thine offerings with all thy sacrifices.
Okay, good. Let's add soprano and alto into that. Amelia, when you sing, do you sing alto or soprano?
Either.
You'll just do whichever one you learn. Huh? Let's walk through the alto part here. Because we need more alto singers. Just on this third system.
God saves his own, God saves his own anointed.
The altos in this song, I think, get the weirdest of harmonies. Okay? So let's play through that again.
Thine offerings with all thy sacrifices.
Okay, let's try these all together, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and let's see if we can make this system work.
May he recall thine offering with all thy sacrifices.
Okay, let's try that one more time so it can be a little bit stronger. Same thing.
May he recall thine offering with all thy sacrifices.
Okay, I was hearing all kinds of glory in there. So that's a good thing. Next system. And grant thee all thy heart's desire. Let's listen to the melody first.
And grant thee all thy heart's desire, fulfilling all thy purpose.
Okay? That's melody. That'll be dominant because there's going to be a lot of you probably singing that. Let's try the bass line on that bottom system. Okay, there's lots of funny movement in there as well. Okay, here we go. And here we go.
And grant thee all thy heart's desire, fulfilling all thy purpose.
Let's take that a chunk at a time. And grant thee all thy heart's desire.
And grant thee all thy heart's desire.
Let's do that one more time.
And grant thee all thy heart's desire.
Okay, next list, or next set, fulfilling all thy purpose.
Fulfilling all thy purpose.
Okay, let's have bass and tenor together. Tenor, I want you to try yours and see what happens. Bass starts there, tenor's here, like this.
And grant me all thy heart's desire, fulfilling all thy purpose.
Okay, let's try that again. Tenor's got some nifty moves in here too. You'll notice, and grant thee all is a different chord than thy heart's desire, and it's like the whole thing shifts up, like that. So let's try that again, tenor and bass.
I'll sing with tenor. And grant thee all thy heart's desire, fulfilling all thy purpose.
Okay, let's take that with the... Play the alto, please, because it's got the funniest jump of all in here, I think.
Fulfilling all thy purpose.
That one's a little bit strange, okay? But it works really nice. It all resolves very well. Okay, let's try that system. And grant thee all thy heart's desire, soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
And grant thee all thy heart's desire, fulfilling all thy purpose.
Did anyone get completely lost? Okay, some of you got completely lost. Let's try it again. Same thing.
Tenor starts right here. I'll sing with tenors. And grant thee all thy heart's desire, fulfilling all thy purpose.
Oh, that was nicer. Okay, as his good grace suffices. Melody goes...
As his good grace suffices.
Okay, let's try with bass right there. As his good grace. So bass has a fifth drop right at the first.
As his good grace suffices.
And then it drops right down to the bass note, the root note.
As his good grace suffices.
Now you'll notice that two whole notes at the end, they're going to get held out. Okay? Let's do the bass and the tenor on As His Good Grace Suffices. Tenor, you have the nicest part in the whole works on this last line. Okay?
Like this. As His Good Grace Suffices.
It just resolves so nicely. It's beautiful. Okay, let's do it again.
As his good grace suffices.
Okay, let's do that last system with soprano, alto, tenor, bass, as his good grace suffices. I'll sing with tenors.
As his good grace suffices.
Isn't that beautiful? It's very nice. Okay, stand up. We're going to sing through this song. One verse, and we'll just try and get the harmonies to it. Let's try and take it up to speed and we'll see what happens. If we crash, we crash. Okay?
Yes, do it a cappella, please.
Here we go.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times. May Jacob, God, defend thee and send out strength from Zion's hill and from his sanctuary. May he recall thine offerings with all thy sacrifices and grant thee all thy heart's desire, fulfilling all thy purpose as his good grace suffices.
Okay, we'd better try that again. There's a few fall-offs. Okay, let's try it with the piano, and we won't hurt ourselves quite so bad. Okay, here we go, same verse.
The Lord hear thee in troubled times, may Jacob's God defend thee, and send up strength from Zion's hill, and from his sanctuary. May he recall thine offerings with all thy sacrifices, and grant thee all thy heart's desire, fulfilling all thy purpose as his good grace suffices.
All right, that had moments of beauty.